Hi everyone, now we would be discussing about Food and Beverage Service Management Chapter 2, that is F&B Organization Structure. What exactly F&B Organizational Structure? Functions of the F&B Department, what exactly the functions in F&B Department? And Organizational Structure, the attributes of Food Service Personnel, Associates, associated sections of the hotel, basic French in food and beverage. Chapter objectives: to understand the functions of the F&B department, what exactly functions would be there in F&B department. The same time, to know the organization structure of F&B departments and study their roles and responsibilities, what exactly roles are there in F&B departments. To learn some basic French used in menus and F&B, to learn inter-department relations of the hotel with the F&B, what internal relations with the hotel and F&B. What we have spoken previously, there is a hotel and in hotel F&B service is a department. Now we would be talking about F&B service department. So what exactly relation between hotel and F&B service department? There would be management in F&B service management. Levels of management, what exactly levels are there? One is top management. The top management, they focus on long-term and external business environment. There would be middle level management, link between top management and others. Whatever the decisions the top management take, the link between the lower management and the top management, there is a middle management. The middle management passes whatever the strategy decisions will happen in a top management, they pass that strategies to down management, they are others. There would be junior management responsible for getting things done. Whatever the strategies top management develop, that strategies will pass by the middle management, that executional part comes to the junior management. There would be supervisors, the technical experts, there would be team involved whenever the operations are there. There would be a team, executional team. There would be supervisors would be there. If you see housekeeping people would be cleaning the areas in hotel industry, there would be a supervisor would be there. He would be leading the team. Operational personals, these are the people like waiters, stewards, housekeeping people. These are the people what they do the work. The front line who do the work. Executional part will happen from the operational personnels. Now again, we review the management exactly how it works. There would be a top management. In top management, there would be middle management. Whatever the strategy top management develop, the middle management pass that strategy to the down management. And again, the junior management, there would be supervisors, there would be operational personnels. If you see the food and beverage department, what are the factors are there? Food and beverage department divided into food production, that is a kitchen, and food and service, food and beverage service and support services. There would be support services also involved in food and beverage. In food and beverage production, food production, there would be a main kitchen would be there. Satellite kitchens would be there and a bakery and a confectionery would be there. For example, if you see an F&B, there would be a kitchen, there's the main kitchen, main products, ingredients, main products would be developed from there only, and there would be a satellite kitchen. Satellite kitchen means, for example, if you have a restaurant, and partially cooked food comes to satellite kitchens where the fully cooked meals will transfer to F&B service. The same time, bakery and confectionery would be there in the food production. Now, the food and beverage service divided into restaurants, room service, bar and banquets. These four factors, restaurant, room service, bar and banquet. Whatever the food and beverage service we are talking in a hotel industry. If you see the hotel, there would be a restaurant would be there. There would be room services involved, there is a bar is involved, there are the banquets also involved. Further slides, we would be discussing about what exactly restaurant, how exactly operates, and room service exactly how it operates, and the bar how exactly it operates, and the banquets also how exactly it operates, we will discuss in briefly. Now, in support services, there would be a purchase involved, and the stores are involved, and the kitchens are involved. In Broadway, if you see, there would be purchase, vendor management would be there, the products would be purchased there, and once you receive the products, there would be store, we keep the products in the store, raw material. From store, the kitchen take the products, ingredients, raw ingredients, and convert it into food production and deliver to food service. Objective of the F&B department. Few objective, let's discuss. Plan menus as per the market demand for the various segments. You need to plan a menu. For example, if you are there in one business organization where all vegetarian people are there, so you cannot plan a menu for the non-vegetarian. So you need to develop a menu for the vegetarian. At the same time, for example, if I take example of one business segment is there where in lunch break would be only half an hour time. So we cannot plan a menu where it takes half an hour for the cooking only. So you need to develop a menu in such a way quick. So it has to deliver in a fraction of seconds. It has to deliver to the guest. The same time, procure raw material as per the standards. There would be standards. There would be a standard for your menu planning also. For example, if I take a smaller example, tomatoes, onions, potatoes, there would be a size. There would be a size. You cannot take very small onions, very small tomatoes, very small potatoes. There would be a standard has to be there. You need to follow the standards. Maintain standard operating procedure to serve the food. Always there would be SOPs involved whenever you are serving your food. You need to follow that. You cannot deviate that SOPs, whatever the F&B department has executed, you need to follow that SOPs. Cost control measures and sales reporting has to be there. For example, one dish is costing 100 rupees, you cannot spend 100 rupees for the production of the food. There should be a food cost is involved. Always you need to measure that food cost. And the same time, the sales has to report to your middle management and your top management and junior management also. This is the criteria. Every day, whatever the sales are happening, you need to report to your seniors. Prepare yearly budgets and forecasting sales. For example, this month, what is your budgeted sales? How exactly you will come to the point is, you see the market trend, and this year the last year sales also. The same time you need to forecast that sales also. This is also objective of the F&B department. And staff training and motivation, this is very important and crucial part for the F&B department. You need to train your staff, because there would be always the new staff are coming to your organization. There would be training has to be processed. Whatever the SOP you have executed, that SOP has to download it to your staff to give the proper services. And the very important point is that the motivation is also very important. What exactly F&B service, how exactly it works is, whenever they start the operation, there would be a briefing. The senior like junior management and middle management, manager will take the brief and they motivate the staff with motivational words and motivational service, whatever exactly we say and all, but motivation has to be there. And customer care and relationships, sometimes what exactly will happen is, there is a measurement tools for the customer care also, like comment cards. This has to be in a process. This is also one objective for the F&B department. There would be sometimes a customer complaints also. How exactly the customer complaints has handled by the management, this is also one objective in the F&B department, because you cannot lose the customer. The customer has to come back. You need to win the customer. Now, promotion and marketing. Whenever you have establishment, whenever you have organization, whenever you are selling any kind of thing, there should be a marketing. There should be a promotion. For example, if you see the Pizza Hut, Domino's, why I'm taking relevant examples of Pizza Hut and Domino's is, they come up with very good marketing strategies and promotions. Buy one medium pizza, take one garlic bread. These kind of promotions, these are attractive for the customers. are inter-department coordination. What are the inter-departments we have spoken? Kitchen is the inter-department, purchase is the inter-department. If you are unable to coordinate exactly what will happen, for example, for tomorrow, tomorrow is a weekend, Saturday, Sunday, you are budgeting for the more sales, you required more raw material. If you are unable to coordinate with the department, what exactly will happen? They will get the products exactly what they want to get it, but you are forecasting sales more. Because the weekdays, compared with the weekdays, weekend sales are high. So your coordination is also very important. These are the objective for the F&B department. Now, factors affecting F&B department, there are the few factors also affecting F&B departments. That is internal factors and the external factors. What exactly is internal factors? Present within the organization, there would be the organization present. These factors also affects the F&B department. And can be controlled from within, have to be identified and handled by the management. These briefly we will discuss further in few slides. And there would be external factors are external to the organization, internal actions cannot solve them. Proactive approach can reduce the impact. Now, external factors affecting F&B department. What exactly? Politics. There would be a politics involvement is there in F&B sections also, and economic, social, technological, legal and environmental. Now, external factors affecting F&B department, what exactly the politics? Now, come to the picture in politics, what will happen? Health and hygiene laws related to the food and the preparation, storage and hygiene and political instability. There would be a licensing parties involved. For example, food license is there, health licenses are there, health inspector and food inspector may come to F&B service and he scrutinize your operation. This is also can affect your F&B services. Now, economic factors, rate of inflation and rising of the food and beverage items, labor, transportation, fuel effect of the business. For example, if you say economic factors, how exactly it can affect your F&B department? Like inflation. For example, fuel charges are high. The fuel charges are getting high. Then the same time raw material will be high. The same time whatever the menu pricing is there, you cannot increase day by day. Because if you say the diesel is the costing more by 2 rupees, I want to increase the menu price. You cannot increase every day. This is also external factors. It can affect your F&B department. Now, social environment, changing lifestyle of the citizens, double income families, globalization and exposure to the multinational cuisine, and changing food choice and food habits. Now, the people are roaming around the world, the taste of the food are getting changed. So, this is also can affect your F&B service. Now, some more external factors affecting F&B department. Technological factor, introduction of microwave and freezer rooms and grinders and processes for the kitchen. Computers has changed all from the menu management to order taking and processing. For example, if you say small example, I want to give, whatever the food you are preparing, if you are unable to keep in a freezer every day, you need to keep prepare a food. There would be basic preparation has to happen and you can keep in a freezer. The food can get into your food department and developed as a food. So, at the same time, computers also came and it has drastically changed your F&B department. Before, the order taking process all manual, now everything has been computerized. Legal, consumer law, drug law, employment law, health and safety law, law and service tax has come into the picture. This is also factors affecting your F&B departments. Environmental issues like garbage, sewerage, water treatment, recycling of waste and water harvesting, etc. For example, if you are running any kind of food organization, you cannot throw wastage like that only. You should have some garbage system. Sewerage system, water treatment has to be there. Recycling of the waste, this is also one factor which can affect F&B department. Internal factors affecting F&B department comes the portion size also. For example, your standard operating procedure is saying your portion size is X factor. You have given a more portion. It also can affect your F&B department. The same time, pilferage and theft, this is also very important factor which can affect your F&B department. What is pilferage? Field fresh is very simple. Whatever the food you are serving, if you are unable to bill that, that comes under a field fresh. And a theft. Theft. Internal people can do the thefting part in your organization. This is also can affect your F&B department. Absence of skilled manpower. Let's come to the point. This is a very important point and a crucial point. What exactly will happen? Now we are talking about the operations part. Weekend sales, we are doing doubling the sales in weekends. So that time you are projected for the more sales and you have three skilled people, those who are working in F&B production. Those skilled people, those who are working in F&B service also. At the same time, if the two people are absent, what will happen to your sales? Can affect, right? So this is also very important factor, can affect your F&B department. Multicultural requirement of staff and their conflicts. What exactly it is? Let's see in a broad way. So for example, if any festival is there, out of 20 people are working in your organization, if 10 people are applied for the leave, what will happen to your sales under? In festival moment, this is a holiday moment and your sales will be very high and that time your staff are required leave, so it can affect your F&B department also. And cash and credit collections and control, this is also very important point. Whoever is there, those who are handling cash and credit cards, it also can affect your F&B department. Options of control measures, this is also very important point, which can affect your F&B department. We are discussing about the food management process. Exactly what process we follow for the food management is, there would be menu planning first. You need to plan menu. If you have, for example, if you have a restaurant, there should be a menu, right? Yeah, in that menu, exactly what items you want to give the customer. For example, you have put few items. So that is known as menu planning. In that menu planning, what ingredients if you required, then procurement come into the picture. So we have spoken about the menu planning. What exactly is menu planning is? What you want to serve to the customer? You will decide it according to the market trend. If you are located at a business complex, so as a fast food chain, you would be giving that kind of menu planning. If you are associated with the fine dining, as a family restaurant, you would be giving that type of menu planning. The same time, whatever the menu you would be giving, there would be raw material required, there would be ingredients required. So the procurement come into the picture, the vendor management come into the picture. So in food management process, menu planning is first, then procurement is second. And once you procure, you will receive the ingredients and raw material, right? Once you receive it safely, once you receive according to your standard operating process, according to your SOP, you need to store that raw materials and ingredients somewhere. The storing come into the picture. Now, once storing is done, you have planned a menu and you have identified ingredients and raw material which required for the menu, and you have received it, procured and received, and you have stored it. Once you store, you need to go for issuing. Exactly what is issuing? Once food production got the targets, these are the items need to make according to the portions. So they will indent to the store what ingredients and raw material exactly they required. So what will happen from the food production from kitchen is, what raw material they required, what ingredients required, they will give a indent to the store, and store will issue that raw material and ingredients to the kitchen, F&B production, F&B service as well. So once it goes to production, it will be prepared according to the menu. For example, in menu, there is a rice is there are gravy items would be there are soups are there would be starters would be there. According to kitchen convenient, they will prepare a food and they keep according to the order. They make a finished product and they give to service. So in food management process, menu planning coming first, procurement, storing and issuing and production, and the last stage is serving. What is exactly serving? Once F&B service team identify the customer needs from the menu, for example, what we have discussed in menu, there would be plain rice, gravy, soup, starters. Okay. The guest, the customer has placed the order for the one gravy item, one rice, soup and starter. So they will raise a KOT, kitchen operating ticket. They will raise a kitchen operating ticket and hand over to the food production that is known as kitchen. They serve you the food to the waiter, that is known as serving into the coming to the picture. Then once waiter get the food, he will give the proper service to the customer. This is a food management process. Now we will discuss about the F&B organization structure. F&B organization structure. We are discussing about how people develop a structure in F&B service. Organizing the process of identifying, classifying and grouping the activities to be performed. Exactly how to organize. For example, in your day-to-day operations, there is a responsibilities would be there. What are the responsibilities coming to the picture? For example, scheduling has to be done. Cleaning has to be done, menu planning has to be done, and these are the few activities coming to F&B service operations. So you need to identify the process, exactly which process has to execute every day. What we do is we divide groups. For example, cleaning is a process which that activity perform every day. So in your structure, in your organization structure, there are so many people are working. How? Top management, middle management, junior management. There is a down the line management is also working. People are under those who are performing also working. Everything together is organization. So divide into groups, whatever the process need to perform, one group will take the process. One group will take another process. What processes we have spoken? For example, cleaning is the process. Menu planning is the process. Inventory is a process. These kind of processes are there in day-to-day operations. These operations divided among groups. Now, each group has specific roles and responsibilities which we have spoken. Group A is taking care of cleaning activities. Group B is taking care of everyday inventory process. Group 3 is taking care of everyday linen cleaning process. This way, groups are there, divided roles and responsibilities, has a reporting manager and people working under each role. For example, there would be a supervisor level, there would be a manager level. He would be taking few people under his group. For example, this organization structure has 20 people. Out of 20 people, there would be 4 managers. For example, 16 people are working. In the 4 managers, they will take each team, for example, 4 people they take, 5 people they will take. And what they will do is, they will take one responsibility and these 4 people will report to that manager for the special whatever we have spoken, the process. Now, creating a well-defined organizational structure, whatever the process they are taking, they will make a wonderful, excellent organization structure to whom to report and where to report and when to report, how the process need to be driven. Now, the organization structure of a mid-sized operations has some structure. Organization has some structure with designated people. Exactly what the people are involved in these operations, let's have a look. Food and beverage service manager. Food and service manager would be there. He is under a top management level. Under him, there is assistant food and service manager would be there. Means there is assistant F&B manager. In short form, we say food and beverage service manager known as F&B manager. Let's talk about F&B means food and beverage. So F&B manager under there is assistant F&B manager would be there. Means there is a top management, F&B manager is there. There is a middle middle management, assistant restaurant manager would be there. Now, assistant F&B manager would be there. So, under assistant F&B manager, there are four lines of designations, hierarchies involved. One is restaurant manager, the second is banquet manager, the third is room service manager, and the fourth is bar manager. Means, how exactly it has been structured previously, the way we have spoken, one hotel is there, that the lodging facility is there. So, in that lodging facility also, in hotel contains one coffee shop, one bar and restaurant, there would be a banquets also, there would be a room service also. According to that only the structure has developed. If you see, the restaurant manager takes care of whatever the restaurants are there in the hotel. The same time, banquet managers will take care of the whatever the banquet is there in that hotel, and the room service, there would be some people are staying in the rooms, they require the meal, they require the food at the room also. This room service manager take care of the room service aspect. The same time, bar manager, which we have spoken, that bar is also is there in the hotel, so bar manager will take care of the bar, exactly beverage services. Now it comes to again that hierarchy. Restaurant manager under, there would be head waiter. There would be reporting to restaurant manager, there would be head waiter. Head waiter also takes care of operations only. There is a top management, there is a middle management, there is a junior management, there is an executional part. That way, that hierarchy has been developed. If you see under a head waiter, there is a station head waiter is also there. Under station head waiter, there is a waiters are there. These are the people who execute the work. So, let's talk about again that restaurant manager hierarchy. Under restaurant manager, there would be head waiter, station head waiter, and a waiter. Now, come to the picture, banquets. Banquet manager under, there is a banquet head waiter and a food waiter. These are the hierarchy. Now, exactly how it is working in a banquet? F&B manager is a top management, and assistant F&B manager is the middle management, and the junior management is the banquet manager, and a banquet head waiter and waiters are the executional part. The same way, if you come to room service manager, there is a room service order taker. This is a different sector altogether, different session altogether, because here ordering process is quite different, because those who are staying in rooms, they call and they place the order. Very simple. They are there in rooms, they are staying in rooms. For example, what kind of food they required, there would be menu placing in the rooms. What they do is, they take a phone and call to room service, they place a order. So, room service order taker is also comes under picture over here. Under room service taker, there will be a room service stewards would be there. The room service stewards would be there, and the food waiters also would be there. We will be discussing deeply about the roles and responsibilities of this mid-size ops people. Now, let's talk about the bar manager. Under bar manager, there is a head bartender, and head bartender, there would be a bartender, and under bartender, there would be a bar waiters also. The same way hierarchy, F&B manager is a top management, and assistant F&B manager is a middle management, and bar manager comes under the junior management, and counter head bartender, bartender, bar waiters are the executional part. This is the organization structure of a mid-sized operations. Now, the food and beverage top management, which we have discussed, the roles and responsibilities we would be discussing now, there is a broad way of roles and responsibilities for the food and beverage manager. Each sentence I will explain you in a deeply manner to update the senior management with the regular operations of the department, whatever the senior management. For example, one restaurant is driven by owners, and there would be F&B manager would be there. He would be reporting what exactly is happening in the restaurant towards the sales, towards the profitability, towards the customers, towards the people, means internally those who are working. He has to report day to day to the senior. Senior means maybe owners, maybe vice president, maybe managing director, this way. Now, marketing and developing sales promotions and holding food festival. This is also a very important factor, because without marketing and sales will not happen. the same manner, the food and beverage manager, F&B manager, need to take care of the sales and marketing also. And at the same time, holding food festivals, exactly what it is. What exactly will happen is, if you see in a hotel industry, there would be always a festivals would be there to attract more and more customers. For example, F&B manager has designed a festival. Today we are celebrating seafood festival. There would be 50 varieties of seafood festival would be there, and the menu charges us this. A special kind menu has been designed, and he has given a marketing activity for the food festival. There are so many customers who would be coming into your restaurant. So F&B manager takes care of sales and marketing also with holding food festival to ensure efficient service of all meals and snacks and functions, beverages as per the required standards. This is also standard operating procedure to follow. Make sure that his junior need to follow this process. F&B manager takes care. The same time, the profit margins also maintained. What exactly we have spoken, doing business on the same time, making the margins also very important. For example, you have given a menu, you have given a dish to the customer where for food production, that cost is 100 rupees. If you are selling by 100 rupees only, you are not making any profit. So you need to take care of the profitability also. What exactly margins you are getting in the food? So F&B manager take care of the margins of the food industry also. To purchase and store as per set quality standard, there would be a set quality procedure has to be there. Who will follow that and who will make sure that people follow under him? F&B manager is the key responsible for following standard operating procedure for the receiving items to ensure staff training and the staff appraisal also. This is also very important. For example, there is a new staff, always recruitment will happen, and there would be a new product always adding into your menu. So whatever the training is involved, F&B manager takes care of the arranging the training for his downline people. The same time, yearly once or twice, according to organization structure, there would be appraisal. Appraisal means promoting few people and giving incremental. F&B manager takes care of with few measurement tools exactly how the downline performance, according to performance, he will give the appraisal to his downline team. Now, if you see, to ensure that adequate staff levels are maintained, this is also very important. One organization should be having people whatever the requirement says. But the requirement is 20, and if you are not unable to give the 20 people as a requirement, that operations running may be that much of full-fledged whatever you are expecting. So F&B manager, he takes care of adequate staffing for the operations, maintain a good interpersonal relationship with all other departments for the establishment. F&B manager is the top management person, he would be taking great relations with the other department. For example, there is a F&B production, there would be one manager would be there for the F&B production, there would be another engineering department, there would be manager would be there in engineering department, there is a front office, there would be manager there in front office also. That time what exactly will happen is that the F&B manager takes care of all interpersonal relations among all inter departments to ensure that company and actually, hygienic hazards are maintained, all standards are maintained in all areas. The same time, you need to follow the standard and the hygienic process in your F&B operations also. F&B manager takes care of the standard and hygienic processes to attend the timely to customer complaints and take feedbacks. This is one of the major concern in F&B industry. What exactly will happen is always the journey is not as smooth sometimes. times the customers may complain towards your food quality, towards your service also. That time your F&B manager comes into the picture and speak to the customer, satisfy the customer, win back to the customer. He is a majority of the role. We have spoken about the food and beverage manager, F&B manager.